It seems as if there's been a degradation of writing skills over the last 15 or 20 years, and things that people used to take pride in, like spelling and punctuation, are no longer valued.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
This is Lacey with PR Web Podcast, and today it's my pleasure to be joined by Jeff Rubin, the founder of National Punctuation Day, and he is also known as the Punctuation Man. Jeff, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
Thank you, Lacey. Good to be here.
And it's great to have you here with us. Can you please start by telling us a little bit about yourself and why you feel punctuation is so important?
Well, I'm an ex-newspaper man, and I have been very disenchanted and really depressed with the state of journalism as regards to punctuation, grammatical errors, misspelled words, typographical errors in newspapers, magazines, and books. And so I founded National Punctuation Day a couple of years ago just to bring awareness to people how important these items are in presenting a positive written image to customers and to the world in general. It seems as if there's been a degradation of writing skills over the last 15 or 20 years, and things that people used to take pride in, like spelling and punctuation, are no longer valued. And I think that's too bad, especially when you get into the business world, that can really hurt you.
Definitely. And Jeff, on Saturday, May 5th, you will appear on CBC's Weekend National Language Program, and Sometimes Why, on CBC Radio 1. Can you please tell us a little bit about what listeners can expect from this appearance?
Right. Well, that's on the Canadian Broadcasting Company, and it's broadcast all over North America. And they do a 30-minute program called And Sometimes Why. They do it every Saturday, and they're devoting two entire segments of the program to punctuation. So I believe this is the first one. So they're going to have, I guess, some leading experts in the field, probably some English professors and people like that, talking about the importance of punctuation. My particular segment, I believe, will be about the importance of punctuation as it relates to business.
Great. And Jeff, you are also the founder of Punctuation Playtime, a school assembly program that is now available on DVD as well. Can you please tell me a little bit about Punctuation Playtime?
Sure. You know, the first couple of years of National Punctuation Day was a lot of fun. We got a lot of press. And after about 2 years, we thought, you know, it has to be more than just publicity. And so we decided that we were going to write and perform a program in elementary schools. My wife Norma and I feel very strongly that you have to get to children, students, early in their careers and at least introduce these subjects to them in a fun way, so they will enjoy learning. So we wrote Punctuation Playtime, which is a 45-minute program. And we go into schools. We usually work in one grade at a time. Like, we'll do two programs in a school. We'll do the first grade at 9 o'clock and the third grade at 10 o'clock. And we take them through a series of learning games, like pin the punctuation mark on the sentence and the punctuation relay tag. These are very interactive games built around the 13 most common punctuation marks that they will use in their academic careers. And we've done 27 programs in the last couple of months, and we've videotaped a couple of our programs and edited it down to a 30-minute instructional DVD that trains teachers how to do our program step by step. Here's how you teach them the 13 punctuation marks. here's the first game, here's how you set it up, here's what you'll need, and we give them all of the support materials that they need, and then we show them how we do all of these activities so that they can replicate our program in their classrooms, because we can't be everywhere.
And Jeff, can you share with our listeners your website address and any contact information so that they can learn more?
Sure. For National Punctuation Day, I'll go to nationalpunctuationday.com. And for information on the school assembly program, go to punctuationplaytime.com. And you can phone me at toll-free, area code 877-588-1212.
We've been speaking today with Jeff Rubin, the Punctuation Man, and you can listen to him this Saturday, May 5th, on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's National Weekend Language Program, And Sometimes Why. And that show will be airing at 11:30 a.m. in all time zones throughout Canada and North America. Jeff, thank you very much for joining us here on PR Web Podcast today. It has been a pleasure speaking with you, and we hope to hear from you again very soon.
Thank you very much, Lacey. It's been a pleasure.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company, this work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.